Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. And at this moment in time, I'm at Tapton Lock, which is just out of the centre of the town of Chesterfield in Derbyshire. And Tapton Lock is obviously a lock on the Chesterfield Canal. So I've got a little bit of time to kill before my next appointment for the day, and I decided to come down here just to sit quietly and just take in the surroundings. So the lock, as you can well imagine, is now surrounded by modern buildings, and for instance, there's a huge new Tesco store that was built there a few years ago, and there's a massive hotel now, which is just nearby, and there's plenty of car dealerships. I can see the Honda garage, the Mercedes-Benz, and the Mini and BMW is just down the road. So it's a little remnant of the past, still surviving in amongst all this modern chaos. So the Chesterfield Canal, from what I've managed to find out just while I've been here now, is around about 250 years old. And the canal itself runs all the way from the River Trent, and there is a footpath along the canal itself, and it's called the Cuckoo Way, which is around about 45 miles. And the whole length can be walked, or I do believe cycled as well. But it really is quite a haven in amongst the, like I say, modern buildings. So I'm just going to walk across one of the locks itself, across the top of the lock. Just going across the river now, or across the canal, should I say. I've been here once before, a few years ago. I did a walk from the Peak District, and I walked it all the way back to Chesterfield, and I got a little bit of time to kill before I was due to get the bus back home, so I walked along the canal. I'm looking underneath a tunnel under a modern road, or through a tunnel underneath the modern road, and I'm looking in the direction of Chesterfield Station, which is a few miles or a mile or so down the canal towpath. At the lock itself is a visitor's centre, which sadly isn't open today. In summer, or in the summer months, it's open 7 days a week, but in winter it's only open on Saturdays and Sundays, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And there's around about four or five gentlemen working on a canal boat that's here. I was going to say long boat, but that's not it, is it? Narrow boat. And it's the boat called the John Varley. I do believe it's managed by the Chesterfield Canal Trust. If you'd like to find out more about that, it's chesterfield-canal-trust.org.uk. But I've got a few minutes to kill. Well, I got about an hour to kill, to be honest. So I thought I'd just come down here, grab a coffee, and sit by the canal. The River Rother is running just down the bank from me now. The canal is slightly raised from the river itself. But I couldn't resist doing an audio boo from here. For some reason, I have noticed over the last month or so, maybe 2 months, so a few months was probably right. Some of my audio boos have been getting high play volumes. I'm not complaining at all, but I'm not really sure where they're being played, to be honest. For instance, in the last 2 weeks, I've had two audio boos that I've published from my Peak District walks that within 5 days they've all reached, or both reached, 1,000 listens or 1,000 plays. So I'm not quite sure where they're embedded or why they're being pointed out, or found, should I say. Obviously, I'm not complaining one bit, but it'd be interesting to know who's listening to them. I did get an email a few years ago from an audio industry professional, shall we say, and he said to me, he says, just keep doing what you're doing, because you never know who's listening. One of my audio booths that I did a couple of years ago, all it is me in my car talking about a walk called the Nine Edges Challenge in the Peak District, and that's nearly had 10,000 listens. So I think to myself, who are those 10,000 people? Granted, some of them may have listened a couple of times, but it could be anyone. So it's quite interesting. It's quite interesting to think who it could actually be. And like the chap said, just keep doing it, because you never know who's listening. Right, so I will take a picture of the narrowboat, the John Varley, and I'll leave you with that. So from Tapton Lock in Chesterfield, Derbyshire, I'll speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now.